have much to be thankful for, even in hard and difficult times. I think we can all count blessings and find a reason to be thankful and to give thanks to God. He has done so much for us. And there's very few words that can transcend a difficult situation, difficult circumstances. And I have found four important words that I think for all of us, no matter what our social or economic or marital status might be, that we can all find just tremendous power and encouragement and hope and strength and faith in these words, regardless of what we're going through. And these words, it's been so long, I can't remember which button. These words are, I am with you. I am with you. Have you ever had someone say these words to you and mean it? And really mean it. And not just, hey man, I'm with you. But look you square in the eye and just say, I am with you. It is power. It's power that can get you through anything. In the book of 1 Samuel, the Philistines are... Jake, go to the next slide. In chapter 7, the Philistines are harassing the Israelites. The Israelites are not doing all that great. And King Saul's son, Jonathan, is out scouting the enemy, trying to find out, you know, what their forces and how strong they are. And with him is an armor bearer. An armor bearer was someone who helped carry the weapons for battle. And they would fight right alongside you. And so they're out, these two are out sneaking around, and they find an enemy camp. And as they see this, Jonathan comes up with this seemingly crazy idea. In 14, verse 7, he says, hey, let's go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised fellows. That was an insult for them to be called an uncircumcised one. Let's go over to their outposts of these uncircumcised fellows. Perhaps the Lord, I love that phrase, perhaps the Lord, perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few. And the reply of the armor bearer is just incredible to me. He says in verse 7, do all that you have in mind. I am with you, heart and soul. I am with you, heart and soul. Think about that. Two against this garrison. Perhaps the Lord will give us victory. Yeah. Let's go for it. I'm with you. I'm right behind you. Heart and soul. And with words of faith like that, it's no surprise that the Lord was with Jonathan that day. It says, you go on to read, it says that 20 enemy were killed, and God caused this panic in the enemy camp. And they freaked out, and they started killing each other, and the rest of the Israelite army heard about it, and they came running, and there was just a huge victory for Israel on that day. And it all started with those words of faith, their words of encouragement and power, "I am with you heart and soul." Can you imagine Jonathan's reaction if his armor bearer would have said, I don't know, there's only two of us. Yeah, I guess let's try. You know, that doesn't really, that doesn't get you going. 1 Samuel 14:7. This verse meant so much to Rebecca and I that we had it engraved on the inside of our rings. And this may come as a surprise, but she and I never stormed a Philistine garrison. I'm sure she would have led the way, because I can't keep up with her. But that phrase, "I'm with you heart and soul," it saw us through so many tough times. Before surgeries, before treatments, and if another human being telling you, "I am with you heart and soul," can give you so much encouragement and power and guts to face the challenges, imagine what it will do when the creator of the universe, our Yahweh God, looks at you and says, "I am with you." So much more. The good news is that God is not distant. He's not removed. He is with us. He is among us. He is for us. God is not uncaring. He is not far off, sitting on a distant throne, watching you struggle through life. He's right here. He's with you. He's with us. He's longing to join you in all the areas of life. And when you come to believe that, these words can shoot adrenaline into your soul. And I think about that, and I'm ready to tackle the gates of hell with a football helmet and squirt gun. And, you know, what can stop us? John Wesley's last words, "The best of all, God is with us. The best of all, God is with us." This phrase, "I am with you," depending on what translation of the scriptures you use, can be found over 21 times. Some of the times it's God is saying this to an individual facing a tough circumstances. Many times it's God telling the nation of Israel, the people, that as they face an enemy or exile or struggles, that He is with them. A great example is in Isaiah 41, verse 10. God tells them, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And just as God was with Israel in the Old Testament, he is with his church in the New Testament, and he is with us even today. Matthew 28, in the Great Commission, Jesus closes it with these words. He kind of seals the deal of the task that he has set before us as his church. He says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. I'm with you always. I've asked some of you earlier today if you would share a testimony about God's promise to you that he would always be with you. And I'm going to ask Leanne, since she was the first to respond back, if she would go first. And remember, just 2 minutes. How did God's promise of I am with you see you through a tough situation?
I'm glad you asked a long time ago, because there's about 20 of them I've been picking up, but I asked God to let me know while I was here which one he wanted me to talk about. This situation happened about 35 years ago. I was in business school, and I was a temp. It's when we still had rotary phones in some businesses. And I was at business, and it was lunchtime, and I was there all by myself. And it was a nice business, but it was in a pretty seedy part of Medford. And a guy had been standing on the street corner with a sign that said something like, the end of the world is near, that kind of stuff. And the guy that owned the business had made a comment about him and was like, yeah, he's kind of creepy. And he's like, yeah, if he comes in here, just call the police. And I said, what's the police number? Because it was before 911. And he said, it's on the front of the phone book, I'm pretty sure. So he's just weird. So I was in there alone at lunch, and the guy came in, and he started muttering under his breath that women were from Eve, and they were the desolation of man, and every woman deserved to die. And I picked up the phone, and I started dialing, and it was rotary phone, and I just started very calm. And God just told me, boom, I'm here. You're going to be okay. And I just started saying, thank you for calling. Yes, this is an emergency. And I called the police. And I just dialed a phone number. And it was a 77 number, it was a police number. And he was coming around behind me, and he had a knife. And the minute he was probably 3 feet away from me, the owner of the business came in. Yeah. Looked at me, looked at him. I was in my early 20s. Looked at him, said, come on, run outside. Took him outside. Clung up the phone, and God was just there. Very, very, very real. And I could not thank him enough that I was okay. And 10 minutes later, the owner of the business came in, and he said, yeah, the police came, and that guy will never be around here again. And I said, great, they arrested him. He said, oh, yeah, we did. And he'll never be around here again. So they totally took care of it, and God took care of me. And so he said, you were so calm for someone so young. And I said, it was God. It was just a God thing. And he said, are you available the rest of the week while the secretary's out? And I said, sure. And he came in at the end of the day, and he opened his wallet, and he gave me all the cash in his wallet. And he said, I just appreciate your calmness, and thank you for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow. I said, okay. And then when I got home, it was like, telling Jim about it, but God can protect us from those situations that we have no idea what would happen if he didn't.
Right.
And thank him for that.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks, George.
So, okay.
Yeah, come on.
Many of you guys walked with us through this. It happened about a year and a half ago. Andrea had lost her job. And prior to that, for several months, was dealing with a particularly difficult loss. I think the hardest point for me was we actually looked at the possibility of suing her employer, and we went to Medford and had a talk with a lawyer who advised against it. and I felt just horribly trapped. I felt really terrible for Andrea. I didn't like the financial problems this was going to bring, of course. And because of that, I became very angry about it. One or two of you may have even had phone calls calming me down. But it was in that that place where we just felt desperate and without any options. And then a few weeks after that, she actually did get fired. And we, that God just started kind of in unexpected ways helping us. And it wasn't anything we could have planned, but it was just, you know, every day or every month I'd feel like, okay, are we going to pay the light bill and the mortgage? And somehow, you know, finances worked out where there was enough for both. And there wasn't really a moment that I could point to and say, well, God was here right then. It was just sort of the process after a while. If you could almost imagine like walking in the dark, and at first you're frightened, you don't know what you're going to hit, you've got your arms out, and you're feeling with your feet more than walking, and then after a while you grow more confident in who's leading you. And after a while you take more steps, and that was, in hindsight, I look back and I'm like, well, God was really with us through those it was like 6 months where we were severely underemployed. And
good. God is in the process, isn't he? I'm learning that. Jessica.
Several years ago, some friends and I went hiking up above Lincoln City. And it was a beautiful day. We went up to the Pablo's place up in the Narrows, where I'd been before many times. But it was in April instead of July, and so the terrain was rather different. So coming back, we got off the trail somehow and ended up quite lost. And it got dark on us, and we camped out in the forest. God gave us a spot up on a ridge. It was just this little hollow, just big enough for the seven of us, with a dry, dead tree that we could chop wood off all night long. And we camped out there that night, and I just remember thinking, looking out into the dark, listening to the forest sounds and the brook that was running by us. You know, if we had vanished out here without a trace and no one ever found us and no one ever knew where we were, then God would still know where we were.
Right.
God sees us. Mm-hmm. We are not lost to him. He sees exactly where we are and he will take care of us. And in the morning, one of us had just enough battery in his phone to go up the ridge and get service to call 911 so they knew where we were, and they sent search and rescue out for us and let us out. So that was neat, and it was just amazing to see how we were kind of a random bunch of people. We didn't all know each other all that well, but we bonded, and we spent a lot of time praying for each other, and quoting scripture, singing, and it was just a time to spend time with the Lord out there. We weren't planning on it, but it turned out to be an encouraging event for us, and we were able to minister to the search and rescue crew as they brought us out and just tell them, we're not worried. We weren't afraid because God was with us.
Amen. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You know, Jesus is God's confirmation that he will always be with us. And when you have that relationship with God through Christ, you can be confident, whether you're lost in the woods or facing someone with a knife or tough financial times for the family, You have that confidence that God is with us. And we look at the cross and we remember the grace that God pours out on us from the cross because of what Jesus did for us there, where he died for our sins so that we can be reunited with our Heavenly Father, so we could be adopted back into his family. We can be his sons, his daughters. And we know, I'm with you always. It's like God telling us, I am with you heart and soul. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And I have great comfort in that. Those words, I am with you, is a game changer. It's a life changer. No matter what you're going through in your life, the words, I am with you, can carry you through because of the loving God that says those words to us. Amen? Let's pray. And let's ask the Lord's blessing on our meal. Heavenly Father, we are so, so grateful for this promise. I am with you. I am with you always. And Lord, where would I be? I ask that. Where would I be without you? And I thank you that I am right in the palm of your hand. And no matter what circumstances assail me or confront me, I cannot be moved from your hand. So I thank you and I give you praise. For that, this year, I am very, very thankful. God, I pray for those who might not have a strong relationship with you through Christ, that you would be speaking to their hearts, that you would call out to them by name, and that they would know that you long to be with them, and that you long to have that relationship with them. Thank you, Jesus. God, we pray that you would continue to be with us this evening. Lord, would you bless our meal, bless our fellowship together. I pray, Lord, your richest blessing on all of us in the coming week as we travel, as we gather with family and friends. May our hearts be filled with your joy and your grace. We pray this in Jesus' holy and powerful name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.